Once again, we have NBA head coaches giving us their biased opinions on issues that have absolutely nothing to do with basketball. I like the Golden State Warriors. I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I like watching this team. When I tune into a pre- or post-game press conference, I want to hear Steve Kerr's thoughts on the team, on the game I just watched. I don't turn on NBA TV to hear about Steve Kerr's ideas on gun control. I don't tune in to listen to Doc Rivers lecture me about the racist Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. I don't know how the hell Doc Rivers even has the time to be so concerned about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Once again, Doc Rivers is the head coach of an underachieving team. This has become a trend with him. Teams coached by Doc Rivers coasting through the regular season bounce early in the playoffs. He has a point guard who can't handle the pressure of playing in the NBA. The Sixers are one game over 500, sitting outside the playoff picture right now. Instead of Doc Rivers being concerned with fixing the issues on this team, he is more worried about the reaction of his players to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. Both Doc Rivers and Steve Kerr accomplished the same goal this weekend. They both managed to contradict themselves. They possess the unique skill of speaking out of both sides of your mouth. Doc Rivers compared the Kyle Rittenhouse trial to criminal trials in the 1960s. This trial was fixed. There were backroom deals. This is a clear case of white privilege. Yes, an NBA head coach is questioning the legitimacy of this verdict, questioned the legitimacy of the American judicial system. He then contradicted himself by saying that this trial was different from the 1960s because everything for this trial was out in the open. It was transparent. That's why you didn't see much of an outcry to the verdict. We all knew it was fixed. So there were backroom deals going on. The fix was in, but everything was out in the open. It was transparent. I'm just making sure I'm following the logic here. Both Doc Rivers and Steve Kerr are pushing one of the favorite causes of social justice warriors, gun control. We need stricter gun laws. How can it be legal for a 17-year-old kid to be walking the streets with weapons of war? Let me ask you this. How can it be legal for social justice warriors to take over the streets, burn buildings, flip police cars, take over an entire police precinct? Oh, KC, those were peaceful protesters. Those people were simply exercising their First Amendment rights. Oh, okay, that's what that was. So it's cool to exercise your First Amendment rights, but not the Second Amendment. The same people pushing for stricter gun laws are the same people who want to defund the police. They don't want you to have the ability to protect yourself. At the same time, they want to defund the people who are supposed to protect you. Now that sounds like a great idea to me. Let's get rid of guns and the police so criminals have nothing to stop them. At 17 years old, Kyle Rittenhouse had no business on the streets that night in Kenosha. He didn't. I don't understand why his mother would drive him down there. I don't get it. This case was clearly self-defense, but Kyle Rittenhouse, he should not have been in this predicament to begin with. Now, with that being said, there wouldn't have been a need for someone like Kyle Rittenhouse if the woke didn't handcuff police officers last summer. Anytime a cop looked at someone wrong last year, they were criticized. People were watching cities being burned to the ground without repercussions. No one was getting arrested. If they did get arrested, they were back on the streets an hour later. Eventually, private citizens are going to have enough. They're going to stand up for themselves, put a stop to it. Doc Rivers tried to spin this into a racial issue because, you know, everything's about race. Doc Rivers said, if Kyle Rittenhouse were a 17-year-old black kid, there wouldn't have even been a trial. He's insinuating that cops would have just shot and killed him instead. Was Doc Rivers living in a different country last year? Did he not see all the social justice warriors running around unopposed, doing whatever the hell they wanted, shitting in the streets? They took over blocks in downtown Seattle, renamed it the Chaz Zone. Did he not see all that? Chicago has the strictest gun laws in this country. It's damn near impossible to legally get a gun in the city of Chicago. Yet they have the highest murder rate. Why? Because gun laws only prohibit law-abiding citizens from obtaining a gun. The criminals don't give a shit about gun laws. They're criminals. The Second Amendment, it wasn't designed to give private citizens the ability to protect themselves against each other. It was designed to protect you from a corrupt government. The NBA has become far too political. Like I've said before, the NBA doesn't make news anymore for anything basketball related. What were the biggest stories in the NBA this weekend? The only thing even remotely basketball related was LeBron James getting ejected for fighting. Only the second time in his career he's been ejected from a game. But the other major stories, all political. Enes Kanter, Kyle Rittenhouse, gun control. You have Stan Van Gundy proving his ignorance once again by claiming Joe Biden is a man of action. Joe Biden passed an infrastructure bill. He got us out of Afghanistan. Trump couldn't get either of those things done. Last night, Enes Kanter went on CNN, blasted Michael Jordan, of all people, for not doing enough for black people. In my opinion, NBA players need to be more like Michael Jordan. This has become a league full of political activists. Everyone has a cause. What happened to just being a professional basketball player? What the hell happened to that? Well, KC, it's 2021. We are more than just athletes. We must diversify. We must use our platform to incite change. Change to what? What change? We keep hearing about change. What are we changing? What I'd like to see change is the NBA getting back to being the NBA instead of trying to take down the NRA. This is a league that can't afford to alienate the little bit of an audience they have left. You've already lost damn near 60% of your fan base since 2011. What you're doing is not working. It is abundantly clear. People don't watch the NBA to be propagandized, but they keep doing it. They can't help themselves. Adam Silver continues to allow it to happen. If an NBA head coach criticizes the officiating in a game, they get fined. When Doc Rivers questions the legitimacy of the judicial system, he gets praised. The NBA desperately needs the Warriors to stay relevant. They're the only team in the league that can draw decent ratings. The players in San Francisco seem to remain apolitical, for the most part anyway. But their damn coach leans so far to the left, he's about to fall into the Pacific Ocean. All right, let me know what you guys think of Doc Rivers and Steve Kerr. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.